eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios as we bring on the King, and I'll get it out of the way for Howard right away. I'll just do the first little back and forth between us. Hey, Howard, welcome, you know, welcome aboard. Happy to have you on. These two nitwits, what are they doing here? You let you two host the morning show? All right, we got that out of the way. Good morning, Howard. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I wasn't about to say that because Captain Clickbait there.
That's a new one.
That's what you are.
Captain
yeah.
Clickbait.
That's what he is. He's Captain Clickbait. Mm. But it's ridiculous. Josh Harris is the worst owner.
Wow.
In my lifetime,
yes,
in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think that's absurd.
Standing ovation, Howard.
I think that's absurd.
I mean, so you're impugning the.
What about the owners
the
that didn't win? What about
the owners? Been the king of Philadelphia.
Yeah, and Howard's
like,
the king.
Oh, you're wrong?
Howard is absolutely
Josh
the king.
Josh Harris is an absentee owner.
Okay.
He has no passion to win. He could care less about winning as long as he makes money. And that's what it is. It's all about assets, money, assets in terms of cash, money. And he just doesn't have the passion it takes to win. If I asked him how far the foul line was from the basket, I bet you he'd have to pause and kind of think about it a little bit.
I agree. From that perspective, from a passion perspective,
well, but that's
I
what
agree.
An
so
is.
What
an
matters more, wanting to win
team.
Or winning? What
he's
matters more?
Not winning.
They are winning. You can
stop.
Diminish
dude,
it all you
dude.
Want, but they have
dude,
won a
no
lot more than
no one cares.
You,
they
stop.
Have
I don't care
one
if people
squat.
Care, man. The results are the results. They have won more than other teams in the NBA since he's been
regular
here.
Regular season, dude.
Okay.
Like, stop.
Wait till they're not making the playoffs all the time.
Can't
then,
wait.
Then we'll
the most
see.
Asinine
okay.
Thank
comment
you, Howard.
I've ever
it's fine.
Heard.
Thank you. It's embarrassing. You should
it,
be embarrassed.
Elliot, you have just piled on your asinine comment because to say they've won more games than other teams, the regular season is a farce.
Okay, wait till they're not winning in the regular season, then we'll see if it's a farce.
You know what? They tried that already. It didn't work.
It did work.
It didn't work. It got into the second round.
We are definitely going.
So
yeah, we are going nowhere with this. We are right. Elliot's wrong. Let's
no,
move
I agree.
On.
I think you guys
sure,
are all wrong.
I'm sure people are listening are as angry at Elliot as we are. Howard, let's get into the birds. Is there anything worth watching tonight?
It's a football game.
Good answer.
You know, and really, that's what it is. It's people will watch a football game, even if they don't even know who the players are. It's and in some cases, you're not going to know some of the players. You've heard the names. Now, yeah, it's worth watching. It's worth listening to. It's worth all that stuff. I don't like the fact that it's an 8 o'clock start because it's a streamed game, although in the two cities that play, it will be on over-the-air television. But that's what you're going to watch. Players tonight are not players that are playing to make their team. I'll speak for the Eagles. I don't know enough about the Colts. They're playing for jobs elsewhere, not jobs here. And that's important for those guys. So
just less so for us, right?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, even though the shortened practice, which was incomplete practice, despite that nonsense that Elliot puts out, again, Captain Clickbait.
What was the nonsense I put?
Like, well, you put that they won.
They did win. Were they the better team that
practice.
Day?
The game was incomplete.
Okay, all right, all right. So you want to put incomplete? That's fine. Okay,
but anyway, that was the best practice that I think they've had in the entire camp, because the other team had some spunk. Not that teams don't come in and try to play hard. There was some real energy there, and it helped the Eagles have real energy. So maybe with the players that are going to play, and Zaire, Franklin, he's not going to play.
No. I love how he's like, Jace, I'll see you on Thursday night with Jason Kelce. Yeah, it's like, you won't see Jason Kelce
Thursday night.
I wonder
if he meant before the game.
Maybe. I don't know. It was a weird comment.
Yeah, but it's going to be a game that guys are – I think there'll be a lot of energy in the game, because these guys might – this might be their last shot to show another team – that they can play elsewhere. And players are going to get jobs off this game somewhere else. But the Eagles pretty much have their roster picked.
So you said something before training camp I thought was really interesting, that you were sure, or I'm paraphrasing to an extent, that they were going to have a new punter. You didn't think it was going to be Sipos.
They tried to find a new punter.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So while I do agree with you, a lot of players playing there are playing for other teams, Sipos might be playing for another team too, or at least the other preseason games around the league. The Eagles will be watching to see the punters. I'm curious, now that camp's over, you're at practice every day, you've got a chance. Like, do you still think they're going to move ahead with a new punter, or do you think Sipos is going to be the guy?
I think it's more likely that Sipos will be here, but you can absolutely bet on the fact that the Eagles will bring in punters to work out. Now, I don't know how much you're comfortable, the Eagles are, with watching a punter work out. And because the games are different, they thought Zentner was going to really be good, and then he just didn't show up during the games, and that was the problem. And then being the holder is important, because I know Jake Elliott's sensitive to that, but he did a good job. Zentner did a good job, as the holder for the field goals. But they are looking, but the fact that it's gone to this point, I think right now, Sipos will be the punter for the Eagles. If they score enough points, they won't have to worry about punts, and they should score a lot of points. How many times is that going to come into play?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Howard, what's a fair expectation for this Eagles team? I know you're not going to be on my side with winning the Super Bowl, but what is fair for this fan base coming off a Super Bowl, a bad conference, a team that a stacked roster? Like, what is fair for Eagles fans to expect this season?
I don't think the expectations, you hope for a Super Bowl, but the numbers are so far opposed against the losing team going back. It's incredible. They're the best team in the NFC. They have the best quarterback in the NFC, but it's just, as do injuries come into play, and do complacency come into play, which you wouldn't think with this team. I don't know what it is, but the strength of schedule is brutal. And there are numbers that say that, and the Eagles have the strongest strength of schedule. I think they're number one in, the other team's strength of schedule. Those teams in the last 6 years are 47-41. Now, that doesn't mean the Eagles can't win. I think they're a good team. I think they should win the division. But you want to get the bye. And I don't know who out there is going to have a better record, but you want to get the bye. You want to get the bye in the first week. And there's only one team that gets it. Expectations? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the fans expecting that the Eagles should go to the Super Bowl. But understand, it's really difficult. if they win 12, they win 13 games, I think that's an unbelievable season.
Agreed.
If they get back to the Super Bowl, if they win, let's put it this way, if they win the Super Bowl, it might be the most incredible season for a football team in the last 15 years.
Yep.
I don't think Kansas City's going back to the Super Bowl. As good as their quarterback is, as good as they are, that and the AFC is, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's way, well, that's part of the reason to feel confident about the Eagles. Howard, I hate to tell you this, but you and your buddy Elliot over here are on the same page, same side in this one.
Just two smart football minds.
All right, one last one, Howard. Yeah, on the Phillies, coming off winning 2 of 3 from the Giants, where are you at with this Phillies team heading into September? We were talking yesterday, Richie and I, about whether this would finally be the September that we could kind of have a stress-free entrance to the playoffs. Obviously, you know, missed the playoffs the last 4 years prior to last year, and even last year when they made the playoffs, a down September that scared us to the last minute. Is this September going to be stress-free?
No, there's going to be stress because they're going to lose games like last night that they're not supposed to lose. But they shouldn't have won the middle game of the series either.
It evened
out. You can look at that. You can. I mean, they're lucky they didn't lose 2 out of 3. I mean, their relief pitcher, who's pretty good, you know, he walks people in both games. You can't do that, and that's what Kimbrel did. But stress-free, no. It will have some stress. Will they make the playoffs? If they don't make the playoffs, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Not because they're not good enough. They're inconsistent offensively, and it looks like the pitching might be a little inconsistent now too. But the teams that they're fighting against, other than the Cubs, I look at the Cubs. Watch out for the Cubs.
Cubs have been playing great baseball,
man. Oh,
my man.
Gosh. Yeah. They've really been playing well. But the Phillies will make the playoffs. Now, what they do beyond that, again, history tells you that they're not going back to the World Series. I think the Phillies have a much, much, much better chance of being in a World Series next year and the year after, because they're going to have some young players that have developed that aren't even with this team. They have young players with the team that will develop. I think next year and the year after are really the Phillies' year, but I would be shocked if they get to the World Series this year. Not that they'll get to the playoffs, but they should get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's fair. All right, King, we appreciate the time. Obviously, next week, same time, same place. And everyone listen to King tonight on the call right here on WIP.
This is going to be a good game. Guys
thriller.
Playing
can't wait to do the pregame show with you, man.
Now, see, that's the thing, though.
You know, I can't wait for some irrelevant stats by Captain
Clickbait. See, Howard, this is where the onus is on you even more. You have to entertain even more tonight. You have to perform even more. So, big job for you tonight, Howard.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Howard. Thanks, King. We'll talk to you later.